Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello and welcome to the Aware Show. I should just call this the Healing Hour, because it is. This is an hour of communication about higher levels of being, and it really has to do with your own being, your different belief systems and so forth. Anytime that we bring in higher frequencies in a conversation, everybody benefits, and that's exactly what we're doing today on the Aware Show. My guest, Belinda Womack, you know, she really lives in this space most of the time, at least in my experience of speaking with Belinda, because she communicates with the archangels. And the archangels exist in many different types of religious and biblical texts, even historical texts. But Belinda's case, she was a scientist by training. She had a dual master's degree in microbiology and environmental science. And she had an experience, which we will talk about, where she literally felt the communication of an angel that was so undeniable, so indelible, that she changed her entire career. So I want to say welcome to Belinda Womack. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much, Lisa, for having me on the Aware Show today.
Absolutely. I know you've been on in the past, and my listeners just love hearing from you and your energy. And regardless of anybody's belief systems, this is such a great reminder of a conversation. So let's just talk, for those who might not have heard you before, about your experience in a biology lab doing stem cell research. Tell me about that lifetime.
I think I can give you the short version.
Okay.
So I was working on a stem cell sample, and I had, and I don't mean to sound facetious, but really it was an out-of-laboratory experience. Yeah. I was just working under the sterile hood, and I found myself in a stone room that was round with a dirt floor, and in a stream of beautiful golden light, an angel appeared, and it was clear that it was Gabriel because there was a horn or a trumpet. And Gabriel spoke to me telepathically and said, Belinda, your work is going to change. We have new work for you to do. I'm going to help human beings to remember that they are God's divine children. And I argued a little bit, but then I found myself after a conversation with Gabriel trying to say that I didn't have the qualifications that they were looking for, I found myself back in the lab, and I really thought I'd been gone for a whole day. But I found myself right back holding my sample, and I looked at my watch, and not even 1 minute had gone by.
My goodness.
Yeah.
And that's how it all started over, I don't know, at least maybe 26 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. So you are just, this is your livelihood now. This is what you do every day, is communicate with beings. And you, when you hear this frequency come in, how do you know it's different than your own mind chatter, I should say?
So, Lisa, that's very clear, because the angels come in at such a pure, loving vibration. So they just kind of clear out any anxiety or chatter in my brain. And it comes through their guidance, and their messages comes through as a very clear knowing that it has a resonance with it. And so it comes with a feeling, so that I just know, because their love feels so incredible. And they communicate with all of us, every human being and creation of the Creator, whether we know it or not. They are always trying to help us and to support us to get through Schoolroom Earth.
Schoolroom Earth. I've always loved that term from you. Is there a specific amount of controversy that this has created for you ever, or has it always been very, very well received?
Wow, what an interesting question. Sure, there was in the beginning, there was some controversy, but I must say that as I transformed any kind of controversy within me, any kind of resistance inside of my being or fear about being a spiritual messenger for the 12 archangels, then the reception changed, and that is just one very tiny example of what the 12 archangels teach, as well as other teachers, that, you know, we change our external experiences by changing our belief systems that reside in our subconscious, mm-hmm. and that we really are the creators of our lives. When we want to create something better, something beautiful, and we're not, let's say that we're creating a crisis or a difficult situation, then we have to go within and ask, well, what is this teaching me? What do I need to learn? And how do I transform it? How do I let it go, give it back to God so that in return I receive love and greater freedom?
I don't know why I'm asking this, but it's an interesting question because I was speaking with one person who a while ago was an angel communicator, and she was very concerned about being criticized for charging for what she does. And it became like a really big issue. And I thought, gosh, that's so interesting. The way you just explained it, you personally have donated information. You charge for some work for some people. How do you solve that or resolve that within yourself, within who you're being, in order to not have that experience of controversy?
Well, for me, it's been really very, very clear and very simple, and that is that I listen. So the angels tell me my fee. They tell me for the fees for any course that I might be teaching, as well as for my private consultations, and they let me know if I'm supposed to give a gift of a session or a gift of a course. Then they say, you give this, and from a generous place within you. So I fill up with generosity. Generosity is a vibration of divine love. So I fill up with that, and that really helps. Sometimes I can have a whole kind of a flood of people, friends, family that need help. And, of course, I'm not going to charge for that. And so there doesn't have to be a controversy. If I'm filled with, again, that generous spirit, and I listen, because they're very clear, because the angels know who can receive and who cannot receive, whether they're paying or not paying. And that, wow, I mean, it took me a couple of years to learn that, but they really know what they're doing.
Oh, that is a great answer. Really great answer, yes.
I really try to fully cooperate with the angels and with the guides because, you know, they can just see from such a broader, bigger, huger, vaster perspective than I can.
In a bigger context, if you were, other than, you know, any other personal experience, as we as a society or individuals are creating any type of controversy in our life, do you think that that can be solved the same way by resolving it within ourselves first, listening to our guidance and intuition, and by doing the self work, do the angels tell you that this is the way to transform crisis?
Well, absolutely, that's the way to transform crisis, Lisa, or it will return in a different form at a different time in our lives. Because, again, everything that happens to us is a way for us to learn. It's part of our education. And so it's about looking at a situation and asking the question, what do I need to learn? Where can I bring love into a situation where love has been missing? What do I need to surrender so that my soul can guide me into a new chapter in my life that has greater gentleness and grace and freedom?
Yes, so if you transform your own individual issues or core issues, then the level of crisis that you attract in your life transforms.
Absolutely, it does.
Ding,
but
ding, ding.
I want to just make a point that we have so many angels and guides helping us. So we're not expected to figure this stuff out on our own. And when we really can't see, let's say we just have the blinders up, then our team will send in a human being or some, it's usually a person, but sometimes it's, you know, it's a canine angel or a tree or a plant that wants to talk to us that just redirects us. What helps so much is willingness. They can't say enough about willingness. When you're in a crisis, just say, I am willing to receive help and guidance. I'm willing to transform this. I'm willing to know where it is inside of me so that I can change it, because I am willing to experience something better than crisis.
So you to be willing to call on the help of the archangels. Is it that simple?
To be willing to receive the help. And so sometimes that means a willingness to open our minds to see something from a different perspective. You know, it comes down to that beautiful ego that we all have that God gave us, and understanding that the ego is the part of us that believes we are separate from our Creator. So in our consciousness, if we can just take some deep breaths and say, you know, I surrender. I'm in quite a pickle here. Can you show me the way out? And we will be shown the way out one step at a time. And we will be shown where the conflict or the controversy is within us. Maybe it's from a past life. Maybe it's from our childhood. But we will be shown what we need to transform. We have a tremendous amount of help. So that's where willingness comes in.
And the willingness to listen.
Well, that really helps, doesn't it?
There's that. Yes, there's the listening part. It's if you're not receiving the message, then you're not able to act on it. So listening is important. Have you ever been asked about, then, if there is a God or angels, why then is there suffering on earth? Have you ever been asked that question?
Well, the angels definitely have been asked that question. So in to answer that question, I'm just going to bring them through.
Okay.
Okay. So here comes the 12 archangels of the central sun, the heart of God. We say to you, beautiful human beings, that although it doesn't appear to be a choice, suffering is a choice.
Wow.
Now, we say by that to respect your suffering, to surrender it, to give it back to your Creator and say, I don't want to suffer anymore. And then to ask, what is my suffering? Why? What is it designed to teach me? What do I need to learn? Do I need to learn compassion? Do I need to learn to bring love where love has been missing? Do I need to learn patience and tolerance? These are the virtues of divine love. And this is Schoolroom Earth. This is where you come to learn to value love and all of its beautiful, wonderful powers. So again, we say to you, no, your Creator does not want you to suffer. None of your team in heaven, none of us want you to suffer. But we say, if you are suffering, then learn from it. Ask why. What do I need to learn to forgive, to transform, so that I don't have this anymore?
Is instead of suffering, what could we choose?
They say you can choose love, and you can choose to surrender, and you can choose to not see yourself as a victim, but to see yourself as a divine child of Mother, Father, God. That is incredibly powerful. Very often, what makes a human being suffer is fear. It's really all about fear. And fear is separation from the Creator. So very often they say that humans suffer because they're afraid they won't get what they want. When in essence, you will, it's the law, you will get what you have asked for or something even better than that. Hmm. It's all about learning that, no, you are not a powerless victim. You are a creator. Your higher self is always working with you to create a better life.
Hmm.
So where there is suffering, there is opportunity to learn, to heal, to transform, and to forgive.
That phrase that you just said, you will get what you ask for. How do we have certainty in that phrase?
Well, according to the angels, human beings have to experience that over and over and over and over again.
Isn't that true?
So you say your prayers, you focus your intention, and then you stay in gratitude. You just stay in gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you, divine source, mother, father, God, the universe, and whatever your term for the creator may be. Thank you for blessing me with what I have asked for, or something even better. That's how it works. And again, when that ego is just in a funk and stuck in fear, it's going to be in doubt. And so that's why seeing is believing.
Mm.
So the angels, they're not concerned about us staying in certainty. They say that to ask to be filled with safety and security will help us to feel better.
Mm.
But really, it's like when we're in that place of doubt, just keep saying, thank you. Thank you for saying yes to me, Mother, Father, God. Thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for getting me out of this crisis into something better.
Mm. That is a
great prayer. It really is simple.
Yes. Yeah, it's just like setting an intention as well. And then there's a lot more power behind it. Now, is it possible to pray for that type of suffering to end for another person, even if they do or do not believe in angels?
Absolutely. We are invited to hold that loving intention for those that we care about. But then we have to let go, because we have to trust that person's soul knows what that person needs to experience. And sometimes what can be so painful for us is that when we have loved ones that just really kind of entertain themselves with fear and with suffering, because that's a way they get attention, that's a way that maybe their subconscious or their wounded child feels important, well, then our prayers help. But that individual has to be willing, again, we're going to keep repeating the word willing, to walk through their life in a different way. And that's between that individual and their own soul.
Hmm.
We can't interfere in that.
Yes. I mean, I love that you said that fear is a separation from yourself and the creator. That if it's only that, if it's just a separation and you then choose to connect with the divine and connect with the God of your heart, then the fear goes away, because then you get into that present moment, right?
Absolutely. You shift your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fear is just the opposite of love vibrationally. And it's a learning tool here on Schoolroom Earth. And we have it so that we can value the power of love. Even though it looks like the power of fear is more powerful, or at least more famous on our planet. But in the truth, love really is the greatest power. And so when we focus our minds, we just don't realize how powerful our human brains are. But when we focus on love and ask Divine Source to fill us with love, every cell and every molecule and every atom with that pure divine love, then we lift right up out of fear. And then everything that fear creates cannot touch us.
Well, that's good to know. That's really good to know. I mean, think about our global levels of anxiety and uncertainty. That is coming from the unknown of what's going to happen, or the surprise news every day and how it affects so many different people, so many different groups of people. So what would we do instead when it feels like it's out of our control, like something like politics?
So what we are asked to do, for again, those of us who are willing, is to focus on love. And where there is anxiety, anxiety comes from fear, and fear is a thought form. And so what we can do is we can work with the color purple or that violet fire, that energy in our crown chakra or spiritual battery that we have. And all of God's colors of the rainbow match up with those beautiful chakra colors. And it's incredibly powerful. When we focus on the color violet, or we hold a piece of beautiful amethyst in our hand so that we can see that color, then it works to transform the fear. And so we can actually even hold planet Earth in the color purple. And that helps to transform that negative, low vibration energy of fear, or that thought form of fear, and shift it back to love. So it's similar to when groups of people all over the planet pray and meditate at the same time, because they're raising the vibration. And so we can do that individually. And because we are all one, we are all connected with every civilization that exists on Schoolroom Earth or that has ever existed, we can make a very powerful difference by transforming our own anxiety, focusing on love, and then directing that love out to our own community, and then expand it to our country, and then to the world.
Hmm. And you can do that to transform most situations, even if there is ill will, or if somebody's not coming from a place of integrity. You can still do you believe that you can still transform a situation of evil with focusing on love?
Absolutely, because love is the greatest power. Now, when it's a story of that there's a lack of integrity, let's say that you need to call on divine justice because there's deception involved, then in this is a very, very famous angel. You know, most people have heard of Archangel Michael. And his energy is that beautiful sapphire blue, and this is the will or the throat chakra energy. This is where this battery of spiritual energy is located in our vessels. And so by visualizing that sapphire blue like a laser or a sword, and just seeing that sword of highest truth pierce through the deception of the situation, it really does help divine justice to be served and justice to be served.
I like divine justice. That's beautifully said. I just want to take a moment to let the listeners know that this conversation that we're having, if you are able to support us during this fund drive, you can have these great lessons from the 12 Archangels book that Belinda Womack has created. You can have that book here for a donation to the radio station. And if you give us a call right now, which is 818-985-KPFK, you will get the book, which is Lessons from the 12 Archangels, which is wonderful. And then you'll also get 3 hours of an MP3 course, which is an audio course on 3 steps to receiving healing energy from the angels in order to experience a sense of heaven on earth. And this is kind of what we're talking about here, is this practice and this energy of experiencing and focusing on love. And also, for the $75 pledge to the station, we have another audio course that's included in this entire offer, which is Souls Express. It's a 3-part audio class to fire up your creative genius, and we're going to talk about this in a second, on how to create and receive abundance. And so on this, that's also 3 MP3s, 4 extensive PDFs, which are documents and so forth. So you will get book, the 3 hours of the course, Healing with the Angels, and the additional Souls Express course, which is about how to receive and create abundance. And that's by calling 818-985-KPFK. Give us a call. It's a $75 pledge to the station, supporting our wonderful radio station, but also bringing you the energy through digital, our wonderful digital space here, the energy of the angels. And as this is resonating with you, as you're listening, then this is a, it would make sense to you. I was going to ask you that question about creating into the future. So say you're trying to create a job or a specific outcome. How do we know when it involves other people that it's for the highest good of all or their will? How does that work?
Well, it comes down, does it happen for you? So the whole thing is that we are so looked after and we are very much guided, but our soul really is in charge. So when we want to manifest a new job, then when it manifests, that's how we know that this is really the next step on our education and this is what is for our greatest good. So what the angels love to do is to work with us on really tapping into our own creative genius. And so they believe that every person has the power, if they wanted to, and not everybody wants to, but to be self-employed and to be able to share their giftedness and their creative ideas with humanity or with, you know, again, animals or nature, whatever they feel called to help and to serve, and that we each have this ability, no matter what, we have the ability to earn a living by being who we truly are. And so that's what they love to help us with, is to kind of break out of the old belief systems that say, you know, we're limited, or we have to work here, or we have to do this or that. They love to kind of help us to find that inner rebel who can really be independent by having a healthy interdependence with the divine.
I see. Do people come to you mostly looking for healing or looking for work, or is it love? Where do people have the most challenge that they come to you to seek communication with the divine?
So it's been, over the years, it's been just about any kind of difficult problem or lack in life. So it's either a very sticky situation that that my clients really don't know how to transform or what it's supposed to teach them, or they've had a recurring crisis, or sometimes it's a health crisis, or that it's it's a relationship struggle, and or a lack, like something's missing, like they don't know what their purpose is, or they haven't found that lasting love, or they haven't found that vitality, or that good disposition, you know, so that they feel positive. And so that's when the angels and the team come in and transform, help that individual to transform all the way to the molecular level, what is creating that either problem or lack. Once it's transformed, then everything changes really pretty quickly.
Interesting. In the Healing with the Angels, the 3-hour MP3 that we're offering for the fund drive, do you teach that experience in there on how to heal from the molecular level?
So in the Healing with the 12 Archangels course, the energy is going to reach the molecular level. Healing that happens in this class, it's all about working with those chakra energies and the colors and really filling up with that love where it's been missing, so that deep healing happens, emotional healing, mental healing, physical healing. But that healing happens, of course, between the individual and their soul and their team. So that's very gentle experiences, guided imagery experiences, and just a lot of love to help understand why we create what we do and how to create something a lot better.
So that's the 3 hours. Are there meditations? How does the energy reach people?
So they the angels work with guided imagery, and what that means is they just ask you to visualize.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to say is that even if you can't visualize, because over the years, of course, I've worked with lots of people that have that part of their brain just kind of closed down, it still works because you're working with your intention. You're working with that intention, again, to connect with that wounded child and to just to transform the old pain so that, again, there can be healing and a shift in what we experience, because we change from the inside out. We heal from the inside out, meaning we transform on the inside and then our outer external experience or reality changes. And that's the purpose of their course. And it's channeled material, so it comes straight from the angels. So you're working directly with your team when you work with the course.
Can I ask you about what you mentioned earlier about being in communication with the angels authentically, really truly who you are? So you don't turn this on and turn this off. This is constant communication that comes to you throughout the day, night, cooking dinner, whenever, right? This is communication that just you are open to receiving, right?
That's the way it works for me.
That's great. That's really fantastic. So you're really just at peace and at one with this level of communication. So I'm asking this, if anyone else is experiencing this, if anyone else has this constant communication, or do they have to, you know, go to a mountaintop and stand on one leg and then do a chant and so forth? I mean, how does someone have this level of constant communication and be at peace with it?
Well, you have to be like a little child.
Mm. Yeah.
So, and it helps to just keep things simple.
Mm.
And when I become too grown up in my head, which I want to explain that. You know, I'm 56 years old, and I do have a good level of intelligence. What I'm trying to describe is, if I go into doubt, if I go into control or worry or judging thoughts, you know, it just doesn't feel good. And that's when the little child within me just says, "This doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
Can we go back over into the angel camp again?" And I want to just make a point that being a scientist before I was drafted by the angels,
right,
I really need guidance to make good common sense. I needed to be grounded. I needed to be practical. I needed to work in my own life. I have to walk what I talk, even if what I talk is coming from a team of magnificent beings. So that's just the way it has to work for Belinda, and it does.
That makes such great sense. It makes perfect sense. And I really appreciate that you explained that, because it just shows a different level of who you're being. Okay, so once again, this is the fund drive here for our radio station. And supporting public radio is a very important thing to do, especially these days when it is freedom of speech that we are trying to protect in this country. Public radio is not sponsored by any type of corporate sponsorship, government grant. It is simply the opinions of the broadcasters here on this network. And you, the listener, support is fully supported by you. And it is 100% supported by you. So whatever you can donate, we usually put together these great thank you gifts for you. And Belinda has helped us do that by donating all of her great material here. For a $75 pledge to the station, Belinda has offered her book, so that will be shipped to you from the radio station. And then the Healing with the Angels 3-hour course, which outlines the 3 steps to receiving healing energy from the angels. And if you're new at this or even experienced at this, this is a wonderful way for you to really increase that level of communication with your angels and experience much, much greater peace. And also, there's a Souls Express, which is a great audio class, which helps you set intentions and kind of like fire up your creative genius and really help you receive abundance. And if all of this sounds like something that's kind of wow, I wonder how I do that. This is how. Is these digital, the last two things that I mentioned here are digital MP3s, digital products that get sent to you via email, and you get to listen. You don't have to wait for them to be shipped to you or anything like that. You just get to listen to these while you're waiting for the book to arrive. So please give us a call, 818-985-KPFK, and take this level of communication to a deeper level in the intimacy of your own home, to be able to listen to this and absorb it and learn how to increase your communication with your guides. You're probably already doing it. You just don't know that. And there's someone like Belinda who is able to put language to an experience that you're already having. That's how you know when it is real and true for you. It happens to me a lot. And I listen to a recording. I say, oh my goodness, I see that too. Or I experienced that too. My goodness, really? Is this a thing? And I thought it was my imagination. So it's always really validating to hear it in another way from someone else who has 20 plus years of experience existing in this level of communication. So the number again, 818-985-KPFK. It's a $75 donation to the station. Thank you so much for giving us a call. And Belinda, I have a question for you. A listener's asking, how do you stay grounded with this communication coming in all the time?
Well, again, it's because it has a feeling. And the angels also teach us that it's by feeling your feelings that helps you to be grounded in your human vessel. And truth has a feeling. So it's that I know this sounds a little bit it's a little bit challenging for me to explain because I'm trying to explain a feeling. And so that truth comes in as a feeling, and it, again, I know I said this earlier, it just makes sense. And my whole body feels expanded, and it says yes. So when you do that all the time, you really can start to you can tell what's not true from truth because of the way that it resonates in your physical body. And we all have that ability. It does take some practice because we just get in our heads too much. So taking some deep breathing, deep breaths, and then asking, what am I feeling? What do I need? Those very simple questions, they help not only me to ground, but they help everybody to ground and to be able to really know what spirit is saying. That's number one. Number two is the angels say, be here now. Be here now. That's what grounds you. If you're always living in the future, then you don't realize, hey, what's going on right now that's not working for me, that doesn't feel good? If you have anything right now that doesn't feel good, then look in the past, see where it originated, transform it. Again, in both courses, there's lots of tools to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then bring that peace and that love into the present moment, because the present moment is the raw material that you are using to create your future.
I love it. I'm hitting up against this pretty big core issue right now, which is really fun, of setting boundaries. It's not something that I ever was raised with or learned growing up. And many people in the same boat as I am, I'm sure. There's lots of books on this. But it shows up in different forms as you move along in life. And in this particular way where the boundaries for me are being crossed, or I feel taken advantage of, or I feel, I let or allow that level of advantage to be taken, I am starting to now, experience suffering on that level and realizing, wow, I'm just a doormat these days, and that's how I'm feeling. And it's come up in this very apparent way in my life. So this is something that when I look at this, part of me is happy that I finally am fed up with it and done with it and frustrated about it, because I can tell that it's kind of a little unadjusted, the anger that's coming up about it. But at the same time, I didn't even think of, because I was so frustrated with this issue coming up, but I really didn't even think of saying, hey, I see this issue and I'd like to heal this so that I don't model it for my child. So can you please help me understand how to set boundaries, say no, not be taken advantage of, and learn where no has its place? And I know a lot of people can understand what I'm talking about. So in these types of issues where they could be very painful, but in this way, it's appropriate for me to just say, I would like some help with this one in a gentle way. Is there any way you can suggest for me to ask for this or to pray about this?
Well, Lisa, so one of the things, there's a few tools that they're going to give to help with this, and they're very, very simple. One is that you exchange your anger with personal power. So you just take a deep breath and you say, okay, all of my anger and frustration and resentment from coming to terms with the truth that, wow, I have been taken advantage of a lot in my life, and this hurts, and I'm not going to be in denial of it anymore. I just thank my guardian angels for helping me just to lift it all up out of my vessel, all this anger and resentment. I give it back to my Creator. I give it back to the central sun, which is the heart of God. And I give thanks to my Creator for now filling me with power. Remember, the greatest power is the power of love, and that's the power the Creator is going to fill you with. Mm. And then as you have that personal power, then you start to attract less and less situations in your life where you even need to say no, because people feel your boundaries automatically. Now, that's one thing. A second tool is that they say, hey, ask to be put in boundary school.
Huh.
With your higher self and your team in heaven, your helpers in heaven, while you sleep at night. Because if you knew how to set boundaries, you would have done it from day one. And boundaries are part of Archangel Michael's course study here on planet Earth. And Archangel Michael has another name of Saturn for those that are interested in astrology. And the reason we have to learn boundaries is so that we learn how to really respect ourselves. Because respect is a quality of divine love. And that's what we came here to learn.
Mm.
Came to learn about divine love. So we can ask to go into boundary school. And that helps a lot. Because then that brings to our awareness from the inside out, hey, they're trying to take advantage of me. I can call on my angels, and I can redirect this. See, we don't have to do anything alone. We always
That's
have this
so
incredible
great.
Team.
And I don't feel like a victim. I feel like I've literally allowed it. I take full responsibility. So I would love to learn. I love that idea. Put me in boundary school. Teach me how to set boundaries, healthy boundaries. I see other people do it, and I'm like, God, how do they do that? I'm getting there, though. I tend to just be way too nice, and thus the doormat. So,
well, but that's different, Lisa. To be kind and to walk in kindness means that you respect others. To be able to set boundaries is really about, for us sensitive people that are easy to take advantage of.
Yes.
It's about being able to hold our energy, and that's what the angels, they want to help us to learn how to do that.
Fairies, I call us. I mean, really, literally. I was just this really highly optimistic, great-natured fairy.
But wouldn't I rather be that way?
Yes, but the world isn't a fairyland.
I understand, but wouldn't you rather be the one that is taken advantage of than to be the one that took advantage of somebody else? That's just something that the angels remind me of often.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm not that natured person, right? Right.
Yeah.
But I definitely, I'm sharing this because my audience knows that I share everything. But I also know that many of my audience members are the same way, and they feel the same way. And healthy boundaries is something that, you know, that spiritually inclined people sometimes can really learn. There are other people who are definitely spiritually inclined who have mastered this, came in with this, and I love you. I want to be like you. But, so you mentioned something there about this tool here, about being put in boundary school. Are there other tools that you could suggest to us? Like, do you ever use tarot or astrology or anything? Do those have a role in tools to help us receive this type of communication or teachings?
Well, they can, but before, just quickly, the angels say you can also put yourself in a force field of sapphire blue, Archangel Michael's energy. That really does help create an energetic boundary. And for sensitive people, that can be a good thing to do. You know, when you go out into the world where there are all those different vibrations, go out there in that beautiful sapphire blue diamond or force field. That will help. And then they do, the 12 archangels through their university, they work with the universal weight tarot cards. They work with the images to help activate and open the creative, spiritual, emotional hemisphere of the brain, and because images do that. So that's where I work with the tarot to help individuals and to teach, of course, the lessons from the angels and how to open that brain using these images to facilitate incredible healing and opening up to receiving God's abundance. And astrology is just, you know, they are the 12 archangels. And Mother Earth is Archangel Gaia, as an example, and Saturn is the same as Archangel Michael. Jupiter is Archangel Metatron. So they just have different names. Mm-hmm. And the planets in our solar system, which create, of course, our astrological natal chart and our foundation, just a blueprint for us, it just shows us the lessons that we are currently learning. So that's where astrology is really cool.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And I just use it as a way to ground what I'm hearing from the angels, because I can look at a person's chart and say, oh, look, there's Metatron trying to help you out, as an example.
Ah, we just saw this in Wonder Woman. All right, so I want to remind our wonderful listeners that you can take this to the next level in terms of donating to the station, and as a gift, Belinda has donated her books, which is Lessons from the 12 Archangels, right? And Healing with the Angels, which is 3 1-hour MP3 courses, and also the Soul Express, which is a audio class to help you basically receive abundance, create. And that's great if you're looking for creating a job or a different step in your life. That's fantastic. So these are all tools that you can use and increase your level of communication and learn different ways of doing it. It's always, always great. I'm a huge lifelong learner, so I love putting into different ways and structures things that I already do and enhancing it. So again, the number here, 818-985-KPFK. It's 818-985-5735. I do have a question for you about signs and symbols. It's so funny because I just realized that I've been out of this whole show drinking out of a blue sapphire water bottle. And you've mentioned that color so many times, I finally just looked, wow, I'm drinking out of a blue sapphire as well bottle. Are there, and at one point I looked over and we were at 4444 in the show. Do you find these symbols and signs coming up all of the time?
Absolutely. Yes.
What definitely. Do they mean?
Well, they mean different things to different people. It's the angels help us to interpret our daily lives as if we were interpreting a dream. So, you know, when we have our dreams in the night and we remember them, they can show us what we're feeling in our deep subconscious. But it works also to look at what we are experiencing that's happening right in front of us. So, for example, with your beautiful sapphire blue water bottle, you are constantly giving yourself a reminder through the choice of that color to speak your truth, because, of course, that water is going to go into your mouth, and that's where we speak from. And it's water, and water is symbolic of clear spirit, clear absolute truth and intuition. So they're all for you to keep drinking that water bottle. I mean, out of that water bottle.
That's
and
great.
As far as numbers, you know, the numbers will also get our attention, and it's really just anything that gets our attention that can then trigger the brain to say, well, there's a message here. You know, they talk about, the angels love to talk about the metaphor of your car, because your car is how you move through life. So when it breaks down, you can get frustrated, but you can also step back and say, well, so what's breaking down for me? If we need a new battery, then what do I also need to have a fresh start with? Those are just some simple examples.
Something flew in my eye or cut my eye, and I said, what am I not seeing?
Right.
That was huge.
That hurts, too. Yes. What am I not seeing that actually hurts me?
That wasn't fun. And 1111 is something that comes up many, many times in a lot of people's lives. Is there any specific symbology of 1111 or 1212?
Well, it's so 1111 is a new door is opening, because if you look at the numbers, it's a doorway. And so that's a double doorway. So one door is opening to open to a bigger and better door. So it's an opportunity when you see 1111 to say, thank you, thank you, thank you for bringing me new opportunities. And soul, if needed, push me through the door. Because sometimes we can be afraid to try something new.
Mm.
So 1212, that's one of my favorite numbers, because it just always reminds me when I see it, okay, there are the 12 archangels. And the number 12 is not, they make this very clear that it's not about are there 12 individual angels. They say, look at the number. It's symbolic of evolution, because there are 12 months in the year. And there are 12 basic grades in primary education. There are 12 hours on a clock face, and there are 12 signs in the zodiac. And so it represents cycles and evolving. And what we want to do is we want to have, right, 12-12. We want to really be evolving, and then have 11-11, so that we are always moving through a bigger and better doorway.
That's very interesting. I particularly always see 11-34. I don't know why. 11-34 shows up all the time. It's an individual for everybody. I'm sure people see sevens, different things, but there's such a fascinating, I love the way you explain it. Do you have that in any one of your pieces of literature or in your 12 Archangels University?
I think, and because everything I do is channeled, I believe that they talk about numbers a bit in their university. But you're 1134, so there's different ways to look at that, as you know. But if you take 11, that's your doorway, and 3 plus 4 is a 7. So, you know, you're a spiritual warrioress bringing the truth and opening doorways for people. And then, of course, 11 and 7 is 18, which is a powerful number, because 1 plus 8 is that 9, which is that achievement and preparing for a new cycle. So it tells me that you are you pave the way, and sometimes that can be tough, because that means that Lisa has to she has to be a shaman. She has to really transform whatever it is that she's afraid of, and she has to always walk her truth, and she can't hide from anything.
Very interesting. I love that. And also pave the way for conscious media. And I really truly believe that there's a way to transform media into a way that people can receive messages from it, just like we're doing today. And thank you for saying that. That's very validating. Very validating. I've always seen myself as a pioneer and a warrioress. Thank you for that. This is the beautiful communication, is when it hits true to you, and I look at my path and see where I've been and where I'm going right now and where I'm at. All of it, what you just said, makes perfect sense to me. So Thank you for that. And also, our listeners, I mean, you can really experience this type of communication also when you get a chance to listen to the MP3s and the communication that comes from the divine through Belinda. You get to resonate with what you resonate with. Close your eyes, listen with your heart, listen with your intentions, and you'll know what hits you to be true and then what might not. So we can definitely do the anyone who calls donation to the station for $75 donation to the station, then you get a book, Lessons of the 12 Archangels, and that is by calling 818-985-KPFK. Also, the MP3s, which is Healing with the Angels. It's about how to receive healing energy from the angels and how to experience this energy. As Belinda said earlier, it really reaches you on a molecular level. So it is a way to receive healing through guided imagery and so forth. And there's also another course on there about receiving, creating, creating abundance and so forth. So that's also in this package. So please call 818-985-KPFK to get all three. It is a donation of $75. The book will be mailed to you from the station and the MP3s will be sent to you in your email through as a digital download. So you'll be able to receive all of that in a very, very easy way. And we love that. Isn't it great that we can use technology and so forth to get communication in such an instant way? Also, let us know how people can find out more about your work, Belinda.
The easiest way to do that is just come to my website, which is Belinda, B-E-L-I-N-D-A, Womack, W-O-M-A-C-K.com.
Okay.
So that's where all my courses are.
All right. Yeah. And it's Belinda, W-O-M-A-C-K.com, right?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Yep.
All right. Well, I want to do a final reminder for our listeners to give us a call, 818-985-KPFK. And for a $75 donation to the station during our fun drive here on this wonderful radio station, you will get Belinda Womack's book, the 3 hours of MP3 courses on healing with the angels, and also an audio course on, it's a three-part audio course on receiving abundance and how to increase that level of communication and achieving your intentions. Thank you so much, Belinda, for offering all of this to the station. We really appreciate your donations so we can raise money for the station. We appreciate it very much.
You're very welcome.
All right. Take care. And thank you so much to my listeners for hanging out with us today and this healing hour of The Aware Show. That's the energy that the show is set in. And I really do believe that media has the power to transform through conversations. I am Lisa Garr, and until next time, I invite you to stay aware.